Blog Talk Radio.
This is Spiritual Roundtable with Ask Hillary Black, helping you find your own inner guide, lighting the path as you step out on your unique spiritual journey. Let's get right to it. Here's Hillary.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show tonight, and today is October 18th, and it's Tuesday. We're here on Pacific Standard Time at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it is 10 p.m., and we're here weekly on Tuesdays. We've got an hour show going on. I do want to have some people's feedback because I'm considering doing the show for an hour and a half. And the reason why, I'd love to have an hour of content. We have some really great guests. We certainly have great listeners as well. I'm happy that our listeners are here. And I'm looking at the last half hour of the show actually opening it up and doing readings, because I always talk about how I'm going to do readings at the last, 20 minutes to the hour, and then it goes to 10, and 15 minutes, and it goes to 10. But, the content's always so great. I have a difficulty, obviously, doing that. And it really depends on the night and, how much people we have in the queue and again, where we're at in the interview. So I really like to hear everyone's feedback. So if you can email me back at info@askhillaryblack.com, and that's two L's, info@askhillaryblack.com, kind of give me your vote. I'd like to know what you guys think about it. And again, we're here Tuesday nights for an hour from 7 to 8 Pacific Standard Time. And, again, I'm looking at 7 to 8 doing the show, and then from 8 to 8:30 doing readings. And then certainly if my guest stays and you guys want to ask questions, you're welcome to, and if not, I'll be doing the readings for you guys. So let me tell you who we're joined by today. We've got Susan Stoltz, and she's regarding aphasonic sound wave therapy and how it can help you with your ailments using it in home use. I've personally used it. I think it's great. I'd love to get my own system. I don't have one yet, but I really like to have it. It's something that's on my wish list for sure. Healing in your hands at home with Alphasonic, safe and fast pain relief in the privacy of your own home. You actually literally, I don't watch a lot of TV, but you could sit and watch TV and do it, or certainly do it with other things, and we'll talk about it when she comes on. This is, again, Spiritual Roundtable, and for those who are new to the show, let me tell you a little bit about it. Spiritual Roundtable is a forum that was created to bring together an eclectic group of people to share their knowledge, wisdom, and gifts in the spiritual realm regarding body, mind, and soul, integrating mainstream and holistic modalities. And this venue allows us to reach out to a greater number of people to provide new insights and a broadening understanding of times that we are now experiencing. We hope you visit us regularly and use this resource to find your own inner light to guide you along your spiritual path, and we thank you for sharing an hour of your time with me and my guests. For those, again, who don't know me or new to the show, my name is Hillary Black, and Black is my family name given to me at birth. Been aware of my gifts since the age of 5 years old, and I've been reading professionally for the past 20 years, and I've been helping people help themselves, specializing in transitions, blending my gifts to various modalities such as spiritual reading, spiritual coaching, spiritual healing, and teaching. I am an intuitive, a medium, a clairvoyant, clairessent, claircognate, claircosmonate, and empath. I utilize psychometry, tarot cards, and pendulum. I'm also a magnified healing master teacher level 1 and a universal life church minister, as well as a life and business coach, and I've received my coaching education through Coach You. I've read people throughout the United States and abroad, such as countries as Canada, Mexico, Japan, and Germany, as well as France, to name a few. And I also have made guest appearances on television and radio. And for further information on my philosophies and services, you can go to askhillaryblack.com. Now, I do have win a free reading monthly, and you just enter your email, and the winner will run a free 15-minute reading, which is a $50 value, and it is announced here on the Spiritual Roundtable radio show on the first Tuesday of every month. And that winner for September is Marcella Clark. The next winner will be announced Tuesday on November 1st for October, and that person has 30 days to redeem their reading once the name has been announced. I wanted to tell you, too, just to know a little bit more about Susan Stoltz and Aphasonic Waves. You can go to her website if you're listening to the show and you're home, makepaingoawaynow.com. Again, that is makepaingoawaynow.com, and I wanted to, we have a sponsor here, and it's a great new sponsor that we've got, and it's Purple Plates, and I wanted to give you guys a little bit more information about that, so you can check out purpleplates.com, and it's about energy. And so they're energy charged plates. It's pretty cool. And give you some more information about that. And then we'll bring aboard our guest.
Visit purpleplates.com today. For over 40 years, the Purple Energy Plates have been delivering amazing results for their many customers. Inspired by the great genius Nikola Tesla, the harmony, healing, and energetic effects of the plates have proven over and over to be beneficial and often miraculous to thousands of customers. With their money-back guarantee and the many benefits, how can you afford not to get one? Check their site for daily specials and choose from their many energy products. You won't be sorry. Visit them today at purpleplates.com for mind, body, and spirit. And expect a miracle.
The Spiritual Roundtable with Ask Hillary Black Show is broadcast with the intent to entertain, inform, and bring a metaphysical insight into many aspects of life and the realities that surround us. The information provided is advisory in nature, with no guarantees either stated or implied. This information is not provided as financial, medical, or legal advice, or as any form of counseling or therapy. Please consult trained professionals for any needs in these areas. The opinions expressed by callers and guests on this show are strictly their own and do not necessarily reflect those of this show or its sponsors. This show is copyrighted, all rights reserved, and may not be rebroadcast, retransmitted, copied, or republished in any manner without the express written permission of the show's owner.
Everyone, thank you for coming on back, and let me tell you a little bit more about Susan, and then I'll bring her aboard. Just wanted to tell you again, you can check out purpleplates.com to find out about those energized plates. It's pretty cool, and find out more information about it. So again, you can call our you can call into our queue at 516-666-9210. Again, it's 516-666-9210. If you want to press 1, if you'd like to have a reading or talk to our guest, otherwise you don't need to press anything and you can just listen to our show. Again, we cannot guarantee everyone we'll get a reading tonight or we'll get to everyone's call, but certainly if you don't have a if you have a question that wasn't answered, or you'd like to know a little bit more about Susan Saltz, you can go to MakePainGoAwayNow.com. Again, MakePainGoAwayNow.com, and my site is AskHillaryBlack.com. So let me tell you a little bit more about Susan. Soundwave technology helped save Susan Saltz's life in 1991. I have personally met her. I know her. And again, I've experienced this machine. It's phenomenal. So since then, it has helped better her life work and to scientifically validate results and develop applications for rapid recoveries and natural performance enhancement for humans and animals alike. Susan has developed hundreds of protocols to get maximum results from using AlphaSonic technology. Her proprietary protocols have been applied to many species, from rats to elephants, with only positive and often life-changing results. She has been invited guest speaker to Texas A&M, UC Davis, and made numerous appearances on television and radio programs, continuing education seminars for health professionals, teaching the beneficial the benefits and the practical application to increase quality of life and reduce the need for pharmaceuticals. Notable recipients of her mythologies include not one but two Kentucky Derby winners, a pro football team using our team going the Super Bowl, and a world record setting market goat in 2014, and the AQHA Men's Horse of the Year in 2014. Elite athletes including golfers, weightlifters, gymnastic, triathletes, and many more. You can go to her website, and she definitely has a YouTube video on that as well. Susan's mission is to educate and empower lay people and professionals with leading-edge technology that enhances and accelerates rapid recovery in a safe, non-invasive, and drug-free manner for practices and in-home use. as we're going to talk about that today on the in-home use. Bottom line, her goal is to facilitate bringing forth and reaching each individual's full genetic potential. Again, her website is makingpaingoawaynow.com, makingpainmakegoawaynow.com, and you can check me out at askhillaryblack.com. And if you want to get into the queue, we've got some space just to let you know. 516-666-9210. Again, 516-666-9210. Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Hillary. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me here tonight. And how are you tonight?
I'm great. I'm glad you're here.
It's good to be here.
You're a busy woman. I'm glad we got you in.
Yes, yes. And on our way up to L.A. tomorrow to shoot a video for performance enhancement. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. So, yes, it's very, very good to be here.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and I'm glad to have you here. Let's go ahead and start asking our questions so people can know a little bit more about this wonderful machine that you've got that I was so lucky to experience and absolutely love and can't wait until I get mine. So, I don't know if people know, I have arthritis. I have arthritis through my whole body. I've had juvenile arthritis. And being on this machine, Susan will tell you, as she's actually met me in person, I can spring out of a chair so much faster. You know, with arthritis, it's a little difficult sometimes to have that fluid moment, especially or movement, as you're physically in pain. So, and I've noticed with the machine, I can just say for myself that it's it really does make pain go away now. It's a great title for your website.
it's just what we aim. It's what we aim to do, and we have an incredibly high success rate. And even in our controlled studies, we've had a 100% response in our controlled scientific studies that use infrared thermography and blood chemistry analysis. So it's really objective data, and it is very rare that a product or a device actually has a 100% response. And that was a 100% response for lowering elevated thermal gradients, which indicate inflammation. So with a thermograph, a thermograph is a colorful scale detecting various levels of heat. So blue is cold and white is at the very hot end of the spectrum. Okay, and so actually in our studies, the thermographs where the test subjects had very hot levels where it was red and orange and yellow and white, it actually reduced the thermal gradients, which, again, thermal gradients relates to surface temperature, which relates to heat or inflammation. And in those controlled studies, it actually dropped it so dramatically, the image turned black in a lot of areas because it's the isotherms fell off. It had such a dramatic drop that it fell below the scale for what the isotherms had been set at. So that's really, really big. And also with the blood chemistry study, there was a 100% response. So as you mentioned your arthritis in the body and how you became more mobile, I don't know if I'm jumping ahead here, but I thought it might be good just to talk a little bit about how the body is, what's required for the body for healing. And first off, I do want to put in a disclaimer here. I am not a doctor. I do not diagnose and I do not treat. Alphasonic does not diagnose and the Alphasonic does not treat. Okay. It does have an FDA 510K listing as a therapeutic massager. And our claims are that it can temporarily increase circulation, temporarily bring, minor pain relief, and so it's called a very low level classification. Now, what is temporary? Well, if you take a Tylenol or take a painkiller, you expect to have, and it'll say right there on the bottle, every 4 to 6 hours or something like that, right? Well, in our studies, that temporary, and again, it's temporary, and you got to define temporary. What's temporary? Well, I mean, life is temporary, right?
Right.
temporary in the studies, and we did a number of studies. And in one particular study, we found that these temporary results lasted 196 hours for having the lower, you know, the greatly reduced thermal gradients and greatly reduced blood levels of the AST and the CPK. So that's a pretty long temporary. So, and people do experience, we expect people to experience fast results and long-lasting results. So if we go back to how here, and you've had this arthritis for years and years and years, mm-hmm. and how it's all of a sudden you go from, you know, it's difficult to get up out of a chair, and then all of a sudden you spring up out of a chair. Well, how does that happen? If you just look at how the body heals itself, if you take the basic tenets of increasing circulation, reducing inflammation, relaxing muscle spasm, reducing stress, then the body, those are all really necessary for body to heal. And that was actually explained to me by a brilliant doctor, and his father had severe prostate issues. And he had been working on a number, he's actually a veterinarian and been working on a number of cases that I had been involved in. And he wanted his father to try this because he was on a lot of medication and he couldn't go and travel and was pretty much housebound and in a lot of pain and on a lot of drugs. And very quickly, his pain medication was greatly reduced and his quality of life went up. And within a couple of weeks, he booked a vacation. And it was the first time in years that he had been able to do that. And in a very casual conversation with him, he said, Susan, he says, you know, this, it's a sound wave technology. It's a frequency technology. He says, I don't completely understand how it's all working because he was trained very allopathically. He says, but I do know this. From all of my education and all of my 30 years being in the field, that if you can increase the circulation, if you can reduce inflammation, if you can relax the muscle spasm, reduce pain, and reduce stress, it says, you know, the body's pretty well set up for healing. So, and that is what I want to convey to people is that one thing, it's my personal belief that this technology and a lot of other technologies and other things that are out there, it's not that they or that device or that instrument is what is healing the body. I believe that, and I certainly, it's based on my 25 years of observation and being involved in hundreds of thousands of cases and many, many research projects, that what's happening is that this is eliminating blockages that are present that are preventing the body from self-healing. And it's doing that in a number of ways. So, yes, we do see the circulation, increasing circulation is easy. And so if you have a situation or an issue that you just ask yourself or ask your doctor, would my situation or would this issue benefit from increasing circulation, reducing inflammation, relaxing muscle spasm, softening scar tissue, and reducing stress? And if the answer is yes to any one of those five things, then it's definitely a really good candidate. They're really good fit. So, I think I kind of ran on there for a minute.
No, that's okay. I was, you and I could talk about this for hours, but we, as we have in the past. I want to get to a couple questions so that everyone who's listening tonight and people who obviously come by the podcast after the show and people who are in my chat room, you know, can kind of get a little bit more information about this, because you're here in Southern California. Actually, you and I live very close to each other. And but people who live obviously in different areas of the world or different parts of the United States, and you have clients all over the world. I mean, you ship to anywhere. I'd like them to know a little bit about this, you know, product that you have, so that they can see if it's, is it a good fit for them, or certainly call you and have questions for you if they don't ask for them tonight. You know, certainly they can talk to you privately off the air about whatever their situation is. So we have here more data, and more people are looking for ways to safely, naturally maintain their health and their wellness. I mean, I'm all about that. And what is AlphaSonic and how it can help people accomplish these goals? I really feel like you've kind of just touched on that. I don't know if there's any if there's anything you want to add to that, or should we go to the next question?
Okay, so I think I kind of went into a little bit of how it works, but let me hone in more on that. So the AlphaSonic sound wave therapy, or AlphaSonic therapeutic massager, it's an actual device, and there are two basic parts to it. One is the signal generator box that is about 4 inches. So just to give people a visual, it's about 4 inches wide, 2 inches tall, weighs less than half of a pound. It can easily fit in a purse or a backpack or, you know, on the nightstand. So that's the signal generator box. And then there are one or two transducers, or the handheld part that you're going to apply to your body. And so this device, the AlphaSonic device, is a therapeutic massager. It delivers, it's an acoustical massager, so it's delivering sound waves. It is not microcurrent. It's not electrical stimulation. It actually is producing sound waves in the alpha range. That these are sound waves that our bodies produce naturally when we are in an optimum state of health and well-being. Okay, so if we go back to when we were really young, like 5, 6, 7, and we had an abundance of energy, and we could go, you know, run along the beach or across the park, and our feet would barely hit the ground. So we felt light as a feather. You know, we just were feeling really, really good. If you were to take a person that's in an optimum state of health and well-being and having that abundant energy, and if you were to hook them up to an EEG or like a brainwave monitor, there would be a very high level of alpha rhythm, okay? But now, let's fast forward through the years, and maybe we've got some arthritis, or we've had some broken bones, or we have upset tummies, and we get colitis, and, you know, digestive disorders, and fibromyalgia, and Lyme disease, and all kinds of maladies. And we don't have that vital energy, okay? And it seems like a million light years ago was when we felt really good, right? The AlphaSonic technology, the frequencies that are in here and the sound waves, first off, they're totally biocompatible. Again, it's a sound wave that our body produces naturally when we are in an optimum state of health. And so through this wonderful technology, by pressing a button and placing it on our body, we are literally infusing our body with those same frequencies. So kind of think of it like this. If you have structural misalignment, and I'm a huge advocate of chiropractic and, you know, being proactive and especially maintaining structure. So if you're in need of some structural work, you go to the chiropractor, you get a structural adjustment, right?
Right.
Okay. So with the AlphaSonic, if you think of it like you're getting a cellular frequency adjustment, and now bear in mind there are frequencies all around us all the time, and everything around us emits certain frequencies, okay? Food has frequency. Wood has, frequency. Everything around us will emit certain frequencies. So the AlphaSonic is going to emit frequencies that ours would produce when we're in that optimum state of health. So like getting a chiropractic adjustment, kind of think of it, one way I like to think of it is that you're getting a cellular frequency adjustment. And now I've worked with many, many different types of cases, everything from, you know, trauma and acute, subacute, chronic, old stuff. And this is one reason, it's my personal belief that people and animals respond so quickly is because we instantly were infusing these wonderful healing frequencies into our body. And so then, and if we were to have an EEG monitor hooked up to us, you get your baseline and turn on the AlphaSonic, and then start seeing that EEG monitor, the readings change, and you see an increase in alpha rhythm. Now, if you do a little bit of research, and if I go on too long, please interrupt me, but I like to educate and empower people. And so sometimes my answers might get a little bit lengthy, but if you do a little bit of research on alpha frequencies, alpha is associated with increased clarity. It's associated with super learning. It's associated with enhanced psychic abilities. And it is the optimum frequency for healing and regeneration. It's when our bodies go and, you know, regenerate. So on our YouTube channel, which you can access through the website, just click on the YouTube icon, there is a 15-minute educational video, and you'll see a number of doctors on there talk, and health practitioners as well, talking about alpha and healing frequencies. So going back to what is it and how is it affecting the body, so it is a device. It's very user-friendly. It is very safe. It does not heat up tissue, so if you've had surgeries and you have metal plates, pins, or staples in your body, that's fine. It's not going to heat up the tissue. And so it is safe to use, and it's also safe to use over sensitive skin, like the eyes. There's a lot of eye disorders out there, and we've seen great results with a lot of eye disorders. So it's safe, it's simple, it's effective, and it's not only, you know, not only is it just used for helping us to feel better, but it's also widely used for increasing our performance. Well, how does it increase performance? Well, you feel better and you have more energy. And so you're able to compete at a higher level with more mental clarity, more agility. It's interesting, some of our studies that we've done, we use racehorses, and we use standard bred racehorses, which are the ones that are pulling, they pull the buggy. They don't have jockeys on their back, so therefore you eliminate variables in your controlled studies. And so in addition to following, you know, the infrared thermography and collecting that data and the blood serum, well, we also monitored training times and appetites and temperament. And again, we had a 100% response, which means all test subjects responded. And their training times were faster. They had more lean muscle mass. And their appetites were better. And their temperaments were better. And it's good to have a good temperament, especially if you're handling, you know, 1,000-pound-plus animals. You want them to be happy. So all in all, every single study that has been done has produced only positive results. And so I feel really good about that, and really good about, you know, being aligned with a project like that that is totally safe, and only good comes from it.
So we've talked about it is a proven system. So obviously you have quite a few studies on your website, correct?
We have excerpts from, portions of of the studies on the website, and you can see the before and after thermograph images. In the course of the study, there were thousands of images taken. And so what's on the website is a representative of the consistent results. And so you can see these hot areas turn cold. And I don't, I don't know if it's on the website or not, the blood serum analysis portion, but people can always request an info pack by, you know, just there's a contact form on the website, and just, you know, shoot us off an email and request an info pack, and we'll be happy to provide you with information. We do have a tremendous amount of information that is not on the website. But we'd be happy to share that with you. It would be helpful so that we can identify the appropriate information to send. If you just say, hey, you know, heard about this and I've got arthritis, or I've got a, you know, broken leg, or I've got fibromyalgia or Lyme disease or whatever it is, chronic, you know, any sort of respiratory issues. And so then we can send you information that would really identify and go ahead and put, five different complaints in there. One of the things people do receive in an info pack is the index for the protocol library. And what the protocol library is a set of, within each protocol is a set of step-by-step instructions for a particular issue. So the entire library is over 500 pages. It's not something that, you know, comes with the unit, but there is a plethora of information available and tools to help people. Now, when I put together the protocol library, I wanted this to be a system that could be followed by a third grader. I like everything at a third grade level. Keep it simple and make it effective. So when I developed the protocol library, it's an accumulation of about 20 years of field applications, scientific studies, individual case studies. There's a lot of really good stuff out there. The protocol library was, and the protocols within the library were designed to replace about 85% of the consultations. Why? Because I wanted this system to be something that would be turnkey, so that when you have it at home, you would know how to use it, when to use it, what to use it for to get the most out of it, so that it's just all right there and that it would be easily understood. And so it's like cookbook instructions. There's photographs of where to put it on the body, and for how long and on what setting. So.
Okay. Now, you had said, and we're going to go over a bit more information, but the telephone number to reach you is 866-478-7118. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And then also, anyone can email her at info@makepaingoaway.com. Certainly, we'll talk a little bit more about it, what kind of objectives exist to support using it. And we've talked about those in a sense of, you know, for the ailments, whether somebody's got arthritis, somebody you said has Lyme disease, someone who's got, broken bones or that sort of thing, and speeding up the healing. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it's important that when we, and again, because, you know, we're not doctors, this is not, we don't treat or diagnose, but if you look at a particular issue and if you ask your doctor and you say, well, you know, what would help this situation? And then there's those five key questions. Would increasing circulation, reducing inflammation, softening scar tissue, reducing stress, having pain relief, would those help? And, you know, how often do you go to the doctor and, you know, what are the majority of our prescriptions? Well, you might get an anti-inflammatory, you might get a pain relief pill, you might be prescribed a something to help increase circulation, whether it's a drug or a physical therapy modality. And if you watch the educational video and listen to Dr. Riegel, talk about, he says specifically the goal of any physical therapy modality is to increase circulation and bring about flexibility in the tissues, I think that was one of your immediate, after your very first application, all of a sudden, you got up out of the chair.
It wasn't like I had to hold on to the chair and just, push myself up as I do. And I'm only 49 years old, for crying out loud. But when you have arthritis, you just have great days. And some days you just don't have such great days, It depends on the day and the weather.
Exactly. And so, the circulation, I like to use the analogy of if you think of the human body as like a stream, okay, and so you have this beautiful fresh mountain water flowing through the stream, and the ecosystem stays really nice and healthy and balanced, but then down the road, if it gets dammed up and it's that water flow starts slowing down, what happens to that habitat? Well, it doesn't flush through as quickly and freely, and you start getting the collection of junk and crud and mud, and then you've got mosquitoes breeding and this and that and the other. So if you think of the circulation in our bodies in a similar manner, when we have good circulation, it's going to help maintain a healthier balance. And so that's why it's important to have good circulation. We've done some studies on circulation, and there's a very simple way, very, very simple way, to see if this is helping circulation, or to objectively say, okay, I'm feeling a difference in circulation. Well, you know how sometimes people just have cold hands and cold feet?
Right.
And, the tissues are drawn in around the fingers. And, within a few minutes, get your circulation going. You can go out jogging. You can get on your trampoline. You can get on your stationary bicycle. You can do lots of things to get your circulation increased, right?
Right.
Well, but what if you've got a broken leg, or you just don't have the energy to get up and go do those things, or there's something that's limiting your ability and you're stuck on the couch,
mm-hmm.
and you know that you've increased your circulation? Well, you can turn on the AlphaSonic and put it on a few key points on your body, and you're going to have an increase in circulation. And you will know that because you'll start to feel some moisture probably in the palms of your hands. And if we were to put a surface temperature reader, thermal scanner, pointed at your fingertips, you're going to see those numbers go up. So you might have this up on your neck and these sound waves, because the low frequency nature of the sound waves penetrate through the tissues, it's going to start going out your hands. Your hands are going to feel tingly. And some people report, and I know that I feel this too, after using it for about 10-15 minutes, you feel like you've just gone, you just feel like you have that feeling of tingliness, like you just went out and went for a run. So if you're immobile, okay, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I didn't interrupt. If you're immobile.
So if you're immobile, this is a great way to keep the tissues healthy and to keep the circulation flowing throughout the body. And I have been there myself when I, several years ago, when I badly injured my foot. And I was literally on the couch it was a grade 4 sprain, and I was on the couch for 17 days. And that was really, really hard. But because I had my AlphaSonic next to me and I was able to use it several times a day, it was a fascinating process to watch. First, instead of it taking months to heal, normally it should have taken 7 to 8 months. And I should have technically had pain for another couple of years. But in 2.5 months, I was 100% healed to the point where I had gone out and, went for a 5-mile hike up in the mountains and jumping across little streams. So I had total stability, confidence in my step and everything. But the most fascinating aspect, and I expected it to heal in a fraction of the, projected time, but far and above the most fascinating aspect for me, and this was back in 2008, it was my left foot that was injured, and the injury came about by I was going down some steps, and I had on a wedge heel that was strapless, and I rolled my foot and just completely snapped every bit of ligament and soft tissue, just absolutely ripped it apart in my foot, completely rolled it. So over the next 16 days, and I used it, I had the AlphaSonic on me within 5 minutes of the injury. Over the next 17 days, I just kept, using it up and down my leg and, of course, on the local area and a number of other parts on my body. Again, because I had been sitting on the couch and got to keep circulation going. And on day 16, some of my friends had come over, and we were looking at my left leg from the knee down to the ankle. We're looking at the calf, and it looked absolutely horrific. It looked like meat, it just hanging off a bone. It looked atrophied. It looked terrible. And when I did the pinch test, where you take your middle finger and your thumb, and I went to the widest portion of my calf and did a pinch, my middle finger and my thumb were about an inch apart. There was nothing there. It was just, like I said, it just looked like this flab hanging off a bone. No muscle tone whatsoever. Okay, but in the meantime, I'm just working away. The next day was the first day that I was able to get up on crutches, okay? And I went over to my next-door neighbor's for a dinner. They had a barbecue going on and celebrating me getting up on crutches. Now, being up on crutches, I was able to just press off my toes very slightly, okay, just doing a little bit of movement, and I was being very cautious. But just that act of the movement, it stimulated all the muscle memory. And so when I came up the driveway and sat down, and there were the same group of people that had been at my house the day before, and we were all saying how gross my leg looked, and I put the leg up, and it was absolutely astounding, because it looked like my calf had just been injected with muscle. And so here I've been keeping the circulation going. This is my take on it. I've been keeping the circulation and all the tissue and everything healthy. All I needed to do then was just to get up and move it, and the muscle memory came right back. And what was interesting, so then we did the pinch test, because everybody was just like, you've got to be kidding me. This is incredible. Did the pinch test, and my fingers were about 4 inches apart. And what was amazing was that leg actually had, the injured leg had more muscle mass than my non-injured leg.
Wow.
Yeah. There are, I will say this, there are oftentimes we, with this project, we see some life-altering results and some really radical kind of head-spinning results. And so for someone who's just hearing it the first time, it'd be like, really? However, there's a few of them that we've got a few YouTube video clips, and they're short. They're 3 to 5 minutes. And they're before and after. So they are very real cases. And these cases, people have asked me, okay, well, that seems pretty wild. And it's like, well, over the years, I have just come to expect dramatic results. And so, you know, sometimes you'll see a product, and then there's that disclaimer on the video that these results are not typical. Individual results may vary. These are not typical results.
Right.
I have come to expect typical dramatic results. And now the amount of time that it takes, everyone is different. Everyone has different processing times. I've come to expect excellent results all the time.
Okay.
So I do suggest to people, if they're not getting really, if they're not meeting their goals, then please, you know, give us a call and let's see if maybe there is a technique or something, because there is an art to using this to get these results, and the scientific studies do support that. So, so we expect people to get results. If you're not getting the results that you desire, or if you've plateaued, then, you know, we definitely want to hear about that. Maybe there's just something you need to be doing differently. So.
Okay, so we know AlphaSonic is a proven system. You can go to your website at makepaingoawaynow.com, which is awesome. And what kind of objectives exist to support using it, we've discussed, and we've talked about how safe it is. And we know now that not only people can use it, but they also can use it for their pets, correct, as well. And you've talked about – go ahead.
I'm sorry, yes. Yes, using it for pets. It's fabulous. And the pets love it. And, you know, I love working with animals because there is no placebo effect, none. You can't go up to an animal and say, okay, I'm going to do this, and you're going to feel better, and you're going to wag your, you know, your tail's been, you've been depressed, and you've not been eating, and your tail's between your legs, and you're going to want to eat. There is no placebo effect. It just happens. And, of course, we also saw that in our controlled studies. Pets respond beautifully. It's very relaxing, very, very comforting. Typically, many of them just go to sleep during a session, and then they start working with you, and they roll over on their back. And then, you know, cats will reach up and grab your hand and, you know, pull the transducer to its chest. I just got a fabulous picture from someone. She's a terrific healer, very gifted healer on the East Coast, and her dog just grabs her hand and pulls her hand with the transducer towards him. And she sent us a really cute picture that I'm going to have to get posted up. But animals respond beautifully. And again, we saw that consistently in our studies. So you increase the circulation, reduce the inflammation, pain relief. This does not mask pain. You get pain relief because the body's starting to heal itself. So, but this does not interfere like with some medications or some other technologies will actually tell the brain not to, you know, they'll interfere with the brain and they'll tell the brain, no, you're not going to, they'll, you know, deaden the pain centers. This does not do that. In fact, it actually opens the neural pathways to the brain so that the brain can take a more active role in the recovery process.
Mm. Okay. So we've talked about, let's see. We've talked about the pets that can be used for humans. It's safe. some of the ailments that people can use it for. And as you said, if they have an info packet, it will tell you about all the indexes and what it can be used for. And when someone actually gets the protocol, they can actually sit, if they're, you know, stuck on the couch or they're in front of the TV, they can actually have it on a certain part of their body where the ultrasonic wave will go through their body. And you also have where you where I experienced, where you put water in a Ziploc, and then you actually put it on my stomach or wherever we needed to look at, so to speak, whether it was my ankles, that sort of thing, and then you put the transducer there. So, you know, and why did you do that, by the way?
Okay, actually, that's a really good question. Yeah, thank you for asking, because I think actually when I did it, I was just more focused on doing the application and maybe not explaining things. So the water bag, okay, so with this technology, I'll back up and first say, it does not require, you don't have to disrobe. There's no disrobing. There's no gels. The sound waves will penetrate through your clothing, through a plaster cast, through bandages, blankets, pillows. But when we bring in a gel pack or a water bag, sound, and again, because the delivery system on this is acoustical and it's low frequency sound waves, so sound travels 5 times faster through water than air and 10 times faster through ice than water or air. So if, when we're applying this to, say, scars and where there's been an incision or there's some built up scar tissue from an old injury, by using the water bag, the sound waves will get into the body at least 5 times faster, and it feels different. You can actually feel it going deeper and faster. I've had people tell me, I feel that in the middle of my bone. And they're like, I've never been able to feel the middle of my bone before, but I actually can feel the middle of my bone. And it feels like it's going right into the middle of my bone. And of course, the sound waves do penetrate through the skin, through the muscles, through the bones. Sometimes it's asked, how deep do these sound waves penetrate? Well, we had JPL, NASA, you know, do an evaluation on the unit, because that's one question I had many, many years ago. I wanted to know how far these sound waves travel, because as you experience, sometimes I will work off the body where I'm not even touching. And so we want to know how far the sound waves travel, at what lengths can they be detected, and also what is the depth of penetration. And short, they came back and said, well, first off, they stopped testing at 100 feet, because at 100 feet, everything was still detectable. But they basically came back and said it would take pretty much a 2-foot-thick lead wall to stop the penetration of these sound waves, which is why sometimes at night I'll have a transducer underneath my bed and just let the sound waves come up and absorb into the mattress, and then I feel like I get this wonderful massage, energy massage going up and down my spine. So they travel to distances. Now, I always tell people, if you're trying to break down scar tissue, you need to get it directly on the body. We have not conclusively yet, in any objective studies, been able to determine the exact therapeutic effect, if any, from using it at a distance. What we have seen subjectively by observation using animals and people is that it brings about a very deep state of relaxation very quickly. So
okay.
It can be used at a distance, and it penetrates deep. The water bag is going to have it penetrate deeper, faster.
Okay. So now you said you can use it at a distance. How far of a distance can you use it at? I mean, like a foot? Like?
Yeah. At a foot, 2 feet, 3 feet, the farthest. So there's a short and a long answer. As pretty much, there's for me, in my world, there's a short and a long answer for everything. So the short answer is, a foot, 2 feet, 3 feet. And also that's going to be general relaxation, but then also mental clarity. I have used this actually in demonstration purposes at a distance of 75 feet in front of about 75 people, and it was actually on an animal, a horse that had been injured, and the horse was very stressed. You know, its nostrils were flaring, it's striking at the air, biting at the air. You could see the blood pumping through its veins, and it's dripping in sweat, and it had fallen down in a trailer. And I happened to be giving a talk at this place, and in my lecture I talked about how the sound waves travel. And the speaker that was on next to me, or right after me, had brought this horse, and she was to talk about animal psychology and animal behavior. Well, here this horse had this fall inside the trailer, so it's very traumatized. And she had asked if I could, you know, help the horse, and I said, sure. I said, I'll just stand back here, and, you know, I don't need to be right up there next to him. And so from, it was about 70, 75 feet away, and I just aimed. Fortunately, there was no wind. So, again, this is sound. So we didn't have wind blowing in the opposite direction. So it's like if you're going to talk into the wind, if there's 20 mile an hour winds and you're talking into the wind, whoever you're talking to is not going to be able to hear you, right? Same with this. There wasn't any wind, so it was stable air. And so I just aimed it at him, and here's 75 people sitting there, and everyone is just, oh my gosh, look at this poor horse. I mean, he just could see he was in pain, and he's got, you know, some blood from the abrasions. It wasn't a pretty sight. And in about 3 minutes, and I just focused it at the side of his head from several feet away, and in about 3 minutes, he just stopped everything, just completely stopped all the antics. And then he slowly brought his head around and looked right at me, and then took a nice big deep breath, started licking his lips, shaking his head gently, and you could just watch all of the tension start to leave, you know, his body. And the crowd went from, oh my gosh, this poor horse, to, oh my gosh, are you seeing what I'm seeing? Wow, this is amazing. So it was very interesting. So
that is awesome.
So I would say for stress reduction at a distance, yes. And I've had some other, we've used it in a number of instances at a distance. And with, but it appears to be, and again, without, you know, having hard objective scientific data, I love having that. But what I have observed over the years consistently is stress reduction and relaxation.
Okay. Well, we have a couple more minutes. What I'd like to ask,
okay,
and then what I'm going to do for the callers who have or who in our queue and who are still in our queue, I'm going to do readings at 8 o'clock. You're welcome to stay if people have questions, if you want to. If not, then certainly, you know, we're happy to have you here, and I'll let everyone know again how to reach you. But I do want to do readings for people who are in our chat room, and really, actually, I do readings on the phone. So anyone who's in the chat room, do call us at 516-666-9210 if you want a reading, and I'll be doing that in just a couple minutes. I've got room in the chat room. And to find out more about Susan, what I'd like to know is to find out more about Susan and the Alphasonic Wave Sound Wave Therapy, you go to makepaingoawaynow.com. You can check her out at, and you can email her at info@makepaingoaway.com. Is it makepaingoaway.com or info@makepaingoawaynow?
It's makepaingoawaynow.com. If you type in makepaingoaway.com, you'll get to us as well. But
okay,
we want to put the emphasis on now. Make that pain go away now.
Right. So then you can call her at 866-478-7118. And I want to ask, how affordable is it? Do you have any special offers for anyone who's asking about it now? We talked about how soon someone can expect to see results, because mine was immediate, but does it take people up to 5 days? Because, again, we only have a couple more minutes. You know, does it take someone up to 5 days? And if not, maybe they're not doing it right and they need to give you a call, so then you can kind of give them a how-to. And then what the contradictions are, when should they avoid using it? And then I don't know if you really wanted to talk about, too, that I think you're going to have this monthly teleconference thing that you're going to be doing, that I know that you may be bringing aboard, that sort of thing, and I don't know if you wanted to talk about that. But those are the couple questions I wanted to ask before we go ahead and end the interview, and then I'll go ahead and start the readings, or you're welcome to stay if anyone has any questions, and if you'd like to do that, we'd love to have you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Okay, so I'll make it the short answer on everything. Contraindications, which means that's what you're not supposed to use it. If you have a known or suspected blood clot, pregnancy check with your doctor, extremely inflamed or broken skin, don't touch it to it. Hold it a few inches away. And pregnancy, blood clots, inflamed skin, and and a pacemaker. If you have a pacemaker, not over the pacemaker. So those are the four contraindications. Special offers, yes, go ahead and go to the website, fill out a contact form, put in your email address. I'll be happy to send you a copy of my ebook, Healing at the Speed of Sound. And in there are several cases that will give you an idea of the scope of applications and how it's used by a lay person. And let's see, was there anything else? Any other questions?
So how much is the unit? And are you giving a discount on the unit as well? Or I'm not quite sure, special or anything like that?
Special offer, we'll go ahead and send, if anyone's interested, a copy of the ebook. And if they mention on there Ask Hillary Black, then we'll go ahead and they can get a 5% discount. The retail price on the unit is $12.95 plus $25 shipping tax in the state of California, and $9.95 on the single transducer unit. So, I look forward to facilitating, helping those to achieve their true genetic potential.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here tonight. And again, everyone can go to makepaingoaway.com, email her at info@makepaingoaway.com. And they can also contact you if they want to speak to you at 866-478-7118, and they can talk to you specifically about whatever their ailment may be. Certainly, you know, they can call Susan at that number at 866-478-7118. She has customers all over the world. She ships anywhere. And it's a great a great machine to have. But again, that's really up to each individual user and see if it's the right thing for them.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Hillary. And you know what I say for the readings? I absolutely love your readings. You're very gifted. And your accuracy is, it's way up there. And, so I'm going to take a quick break myself, but I will be back in just a couple of minutes. So.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. I'm going to open the phone lines for our guest, and she'll be back. She'll let us know when she comes back, and we're going to go ahead and start readings, and we'll go from there. Okay, Susan? And
in a few minutes.
We'll talk to you in a few minutes. All right. Okay, here you go.
Bye.
All right, so I'm going to go to 347-463. How are you doing this evening? Hello? I've got 347-463 on the line, and they're in queue. How are you doing tonight? I'm doing readings for you. and they're not here. So I've got one more. I've got a couple more people in queue. Again, I've got room in the queue. If you want to call in, you can call in at 516-666-9210. I'm going to read probably until 8:30 tonight. Again, I have talked about at the beginning of the show that I'm probably going to go for an hour and do the interview because, again, I have such great guests. I love the guests that I have. So fortunate to have them, and they have such great content. And as well, I'm so thankful for my listeners that are here. This is the whole reason we're doing this, to really help people along their spiritual path and kind of share that information. So I'm probably going to go and start doing an hour on the show and then do a half hour of readings. And if my guest stays, that's great. Certainly can answer any questions you may have. And otherwise, I'll be doing readings for you guys. And you can check me out at AskHillaryBlack.com. And so I'm going to try one more time. We've got 323202. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this evening? Are my people here? Like, everyone's here, but nobody's answering. I've got these people in queue. Hi, this is 323202. You're on the air with Hillary. Okay. All right. So my next one's going to be 305300. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I did hear I'm muted, so it works.
Yeah, it works. So, hi, Deanna. How are you doing?
I'm well, Hillary. I tuned in.
I got it right,
half,
didn't I? It's
the
Deanna,
hour.
It's Deanna?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
You said it right.
Good.
I tuned in at 1:30, so I missed the first part. I suppose this is a 10th unit.
No, I don't know. There was a question I wanted to ask that somebody actually asked in the chat room, and I forgot to ask it, so I apologize for that person. They wanted to know if it what it, this is an alphasonic sound wave therapy, and I've personally used it, but everyone is different in what's right for them. And it I personally found it to be of great use and value for me, and I did see results. I'd really like to actually get a machine myself. I don't have one, but I don't know if it's a TENS unit. Certainly we'd have to ask her that question, and she just stepped away for a moment. And somebody in chat room did ask if, let me see, they asked about the tuning forks and how similar it was to tuning forks, because I did have a guest on quite a few years ago that was talking about, you know, the cellular therapy and the tuning forks. He was fabulous. He did, you know, with
I remember. It was good.
Yeah, he was really good. So, someone's telling me in the chat room TENS is a bit different, so it probably is. But decided to probably go an hour show and then just go ahead and go in and start doing readings from 8 to 8:30 kind of thing because I find that the content is so great with the guests, and certainly I want to be here for my listeners as well because it's the whole reason we're doing the show. And so I've
and
decided
no
to kind
to
of
rush.
Right, and I don't want to. You know, it's just really here for the information. But I know sometimes an hour, you know, longer than an hour show, you know, people have busy lives. I'm so happy they just stopped by, kind of thing to listen. I wanted to read for people, and I'm fortunate to have people in the queue, and I'm happy they're here. But nobody wants a reading, so that's good too. That's
no,
okay too.
No, I do.
You
do.
Everyone's different.
I do.
Okay. So
no,
let's
no,
let's
I do.
Do this
I do.
Quick. Let's do this reading for you tonight, my dear. All right, go ahead. What would you like to know?
Oh, my gosh, I don't want to say it. I got a little sick pet.
You have what? You don't want
to
say
No, I said I have a very tiny pet who is sick.
Oh, a pet. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do my best because pet readings are not my specialty, but ironically, I did do a reading for someone whose pet had passed away, and I am a medium. So I actually did connect to the pet in the reading, which was, I was amazed because I can connect to other people on the other side, but it wasn't something I had ever done before. I had never connected to a pet. So as we grow as individuals, I started growing in that reading. I was really excited that I got to connect to the pet, and that person did give me confirmation I was connecting to the right pet. So I will be happy to do this pet reading for you because this is something new for me, and let's do it and see what shows up. So can you tell me what your
pet's
name is? Alice, okay. So you want to know what's going on with your little pet Alice, right?
Yeah.
So I've asked the universe to help me grow in new ways, and look what happens. So you're helping me with that, and I thank you for it. I feel like your pet Alice, and tell me if this personality is correct and the information I'm getting here. What I'm getting is Alice is usually a very loyal dog, very committed dog. It's a girl, is that correct?
It's not a dog, but it is a girl.
It's not a dog. What type of pet is it?
Mm-hmm. She's a bunny.
Oh, she's a bunny. How cute. Okay. So, interesting. So she's not feeling well, correct? You said she's not feeling well. So ultimate conclusion.
She's not doing well.
This is a cold. Does she need to go see the vet?
I wish I had that unit. That would be great, you know?
Well, go on the website and check it out. I mean, certainly it's makepaingoawaynow.com, and, you know, animals.
But there's a component of dollars, so, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's not the right time, but I like
the
idea.
Time. Yeah, I do too. I don't have a unit yet, but I'd like to. I'm working toward that myself. Well, with your pet, actually, I just feel like I feel stomach is what's hurting me right now, so they're telling me a little bit with the stomach, and I do feel that the pet probably should go to the vet. You may want to check out. I'm also getting not only – there's two issues going on. I feel like the pet's got a little cold, and then I also feel like there's a stomach issue going on as well. I'm not quite sure, so you'll have to let me know once you find out. Because I don't feel that you've taken the pet to the vet, have you?
I'm not able to.
Okay, I got no. So what you could find out is that you can see, how should I put it, there's some schools that have interns, you know how sometimes like the dental schools will have interns?
Yeah, no, I do. I would be that resourceful if I had the other things necessary, like transportation, and I think it is possibly final, you know.
Is it your pet's time, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing
there
that,
is a,
and I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at seeing that kind of stuff. I will tell you that. So if it does happen, they are not showing it to me. But again, I normally don't do pet readings, but this is somewhere I'm going to obviously grow toward. And I'm happy and thank you for allowing me to read for your pet, which is not something I normally do, but I'm excited
to
have
so
that opportunity.
Yeah,
oh, thank
you're
so
always
much.
Sweet and human and kind, and that's why I like you. There is someone up in San Diego who's not there today because I think she's in Africa. She's a pet communicator. Her name is Joan.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to reach her, Joan Rankwitz. She's super great. She used to live near me here in South Florida,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't reach her. But I have to accept,
okay.
you know, whatever comes, Hillary. I hope for the best and expect the worst, you know. I learned
right.
that saying from someone 30 years ago. Hope for the best, expect the worst. So... that's how it is. Thank you so much for reading for me.
Come and, you know, I'm just trying to think of what resource you can go to kind of get some help with that. But, you know, I'm not quite sure where to go. And
no, I understand. I've had pets before and a long time. And, you know, it's you have to be thankful for their company. And, every moment as it comes.
Right, right. Enjoy the time that you have here with them. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you, Deanna, for giving me a call. And do you have any questions for Susan? She's, you know, I have her on mute right now, but certainly I can bring her back.
Oh, yes. Yes. Are you there,
okay,
Susan?
Let me get Susan back. Hold on just a minute. Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
I'm back.
Hi, I've got Deanna on the phone, and she's got a couple questions for you.
Okay, hi,
you know,
Deanna.
How are you?
Thank you.
As an interpreter, I went to many medical appointments where they were trying to render an independent examination, and I became familiar with some therapies used, and one of them was the TENS unit for people who are in extreme pain. And I was, the other thing they used, especially at the chiropractors, was the ultrasound, which, as you said, uses a gel. I was trying to find out what the difference was between your product and those.
Okay, that's a great question. Okay, so the TENS unit is, the TENS unit actually desensitizes the brain to pain. Okay, so it's, whereas the alpha actually opens neural pathways to the brain. The common thread, the only common thread that ultrasound and the alphasonic have is that ultrasound uses a single high frequency, 20,000 to over 100,000 hertz or cycles per second. And it is designed to promote healing by heating tissue. So they both use sound waves, but the alphasonic uses very, very low frequency sound waves in the range of just under 8 to just under 14 cycles per second. So it does not heat tissue, and it is safe
so
to
it's
use.
So slower. It's in a way slower. It can be
very
applied for longer.
Yes. And it's unlike ultrasound. Like if you have a tremendous amount of swelling and inflammation, you don't want to use ultrasound. Most practitioners won't use ultrasound because you don't want to add heat to the fire. So you've got to wait till a lot of the inflammation goes down. But it's designed to stimulate healing by heating up tissue. The risk of ultrasound is that you can cause deep tissue burns. But with alphasonic, there is no risk of burning because it doesn't heat tissue. I love ultrasound for imaging, because that high frequency, you can get, you know, ultrasound images because it bounces off
sure.
the object. Whereas
much faster.
Exactly. So, but the alphasonic, because of the low frequency, it will penetrate deeply, which is why we can use this on, and I have used it on a lot of different species, from rats to elephants, and it's the same size technology for everything.
You know what it reminds me of just now? Tibetan monks do chanting. In a way, it's like chanting. It's like a very low frequency.
Well, imagine having a Tibetan monk chanting right there in your living room.
Right.
So, you know, everything boils down to energy, frequency, and vibration, and so the monks are emitting healing vibrations. And, I mean, this healing vibrations go back thousands of years, and people study for years and years, and, you know, people developing their healing gifts. And so with
it's like going before the sea and listening to the sound of the waves as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're not feeling well? Go to the beach. Go get out in nature, and those negative ions, you will instantly feel better. I just came in at the tail end, but I heard that your bunny is not feeling well.
Yeah, her two front legs are not working. I think she may have had a stroke.
Okay. Well, we do have a protocol, and again, a protocol of step-by-step instructions for stroke recovery. Have you taken her to a vet?
I'm not able to.
Okay. So if you're not able to have access to the alphasonic technology, and if you're not able to take her to a vet, I would recommend... Is she indoors or outdoors or both?
Indoors, in a high-rise building.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so...
She's been fine until now, but, you know, when I came home Friday, I noticed it was different last week. Oh. And then Saturday and Sunday, I started noticing, you know, something happened to her. So,
And I understand that you're in a high-rise building, and so I can offer you a couple of tips. And again, I don't give medical or veterinary advice, but I can offer you some tips.
Of course.
What I would do if I didn't have the resources for veterinary help, or to, you know, get some other things that might be of help. So if I were living in a high-rise building, first thing that I would want to do, and again, having just limited resources, I would get a litter box and I would get some sand or some dirt, to bring the vibration of the earth, because you're in a high-rise.
I will get a litter box
and bring some earth into the high-rise apartment building. And I've suggested this to people in the past. It's so important for us to ground and have that earth connection. One of the frequencies that is in the Alpha Sonic is the same as the Schumann resonance. It's the frequency of the earth. So it does give us that ground connection. But if you can't do it, and if it were mine, I would get a litter box, get some earth in there and some grass.
I have a litter box because she's gone to the litter box for the last 4 years. And I have it like butt bag doubly. I have one on top of the other. They're made of corrugated carton. But I'm going to go ahead, and if she's still around tomorrow, I'll get the sand.
Okay. So, you know, just some dirt, something that is of the earth. Okay.
Yeah.
So earth material. And then I would also just very gently, pet her and stroke her. I would do some visualization. You know, we are all born with healing gifts, I believe. And so I would stroke her. I would stroke her, rub her ears, and go from her nose up her. And you can just take your fingers, have your middle finger at her nose, the other fingers, you know, at the sides of her face, and just very gently stroke down her back, down her legs. Work at the base of her skull, work at the ears, and just massage her and tune into her breathing, tune into what her body feels like, and just picture her in an optimum state of health. Okay?
Thank you for the validation. I've given her massages today, and of course she's one that gets bathed, so she's very clean today as well. But you've said a few things that I have not done, like the visualization on the sand, and I'm going to follow through. I thank you very much for, you know, giving me these words.
You're very welcome. And actually, you know, when I do seminars and when I am presenting the technology to groups of doctors, one thing that I suggest to them, after they see a demonstration on a live animal or on a person, and the results are quite noticeable. But I also tell them, I suggest to them, I just tell them, regardless of what your belief system is, and I work with allopathic practitioners as well as integrative and holistic, and lay people, I work with all walks of life. But I suggest to them, regardless of what their belief system is, when you're using the Alpha Sonic technology on a patient, regardless of what's going on, visualize the outcome that you want. And the reason that I do that is because, like a computer gets bugs and viruses and all that stuff, and you have to go in and defragment the hard drive, right, to make it run
right.
More efficiently. Well, when you're using the Alpha Sonic and when you're in that alpha state, the brain is in an optimum, it's in an optimum state to receive and process information that's coming in from all of the senses, including thought. And so,
and it's
when
the
you're
frequency,
literally,
it changes your frequency in a way. Now
yes,
I understand
does.
The meaning. Now I understand why it's called alpha sonic, because it gets you into an alpha.
Exactly. Exactly. And get online and just do a little bit of research on alpha and alpha frequencies and the health benefits of it. And you'll see it's increased mental clarity. And it's associated with super learning, increased psychic abilities, rapid healing. And it's all good. There are a lot of ways that you can attain alpha naturally. Okay, you can attain alpha naturally through prayer, meditation, biofeedback. But I'll tell you this, when you're in a state of disease, illness, injury, trauma, or stress, it's often difficult to get into the alpha brain rhythm, which is why I believe, and for tens of thousands of others that have this technology, either in home or in their practice, when you're in that state of disease, illness, injury, trauma, or stress, instead of going, okay, wait, I have to move to Zen, you flip a switch, aim this at your face, put it on your body, and all of a sudden, you're moving into alpha rhythm. And the signal that's on this is it's a multiple signal. So what that means is that our body is defenseless to tune it out. Our bodies will naturally defend and try to tune out a rhythmical, predictable signal, which is why some people can have the television going or listen to the radio and do other things. It's a single frequency, and our bodies can tune it out. I don't do that very well, but a lot of people can. But
I can tune things out.
Yeah.
That's why I'm an interpreter. I'm always tuned in.
Exactly. So tune in, put your bunny on your lap, put her in the box, put the box on your lap or on the coffee table or on the chair next to you, and pet her and stroke her and feel her, tune into her heartbeat, tune into her brain, tune into her body. You can do this. I mean, I'm saying you can do this, and anybody can do that. Petting them and loving them, and you're going to feel better. And, you know, I work with energy, frequency, and vibration. I am what's known as a medical intuitive. I don't work with a crystal ball. I work with energy, frequency, and vibration. And when we change our frequency and our vibration and our energy, everything shifts around us. So, that's what
I get what you're saying. I've also gone to Jirei, which is like a Japanese church where they transmit energy. It's not Reiki, but basically it's the same principle. You know, it's the
energy
within channeled. So I do get what you're saying. And
perfect.
I thank you again. And thank you, Hillary.
You're welcome, Deanna. Thank you so much. And she's fabulous. I'm telling you, Susan is awesome. So you guys check out her website at makepaingoawaynow.com. And you guys can, you can talk to her further at 866-478-7118. Or you can email her at info@makepaingoawaynow.com.
Thank you. Sound is my life, so thank you so much for this.
You're welcome. Thank you, Deanna.
You're welcome.
Go
to my website, and I'll send you my ebook, Healing at the Speed of Sound. You'll see a lot of animal cases in there as well as people cases.
Tomorrow I will do that.
You got
it.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and thank you for Susan being here tonight, and I really appreciate you sharing your wealth of knowledge and information. And like I said, everyone check her out at makepaingoawaynow.com. And when I used it, it was fabulous. I can't wait to get a unit myself. Once I get it in my hot little hands, it's not going anywhere. It's staying with me.
I love
anyone
it.
Wants to
Thank you so much for having me, and everyone be well, and most of all, stay tuned.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Okay. Bye for now.
This has been Spiritual Roundtable with Ask Hillary Black. Hillary is a spiritual reader, healer, coach, teacher, and radio show host. To find out more about Ask Hillary Black, including the services offered, testimonials about her work or to schedule a session, please visit our website at www.askhillaryblack.com. This show is available on iTunes and on Blog Talk Radio. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and you'll never miss an episode. Until next time, thank you for listening to Spiritual Roundtable with Ask Hillary Black.